Joining us now on the ticket hotline is one of those turkeys. Their names are Jack and Diane.
Dang.
The turkeys from Indiana, and we say good morning to Jack the turkey. Congratulations.
Muses!
Jack!
Hey. Great to be on with my morning muses. Great.
Hey, congrats on having your life spared.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, and congrats on the Marconi, man.
Oh,
hey,
boy,
thank you.
Are a very
well
aware
deserved
turkey.
I mean, it's been a lot of years. That's an exciting deal.
Yes, thank you.
Not as exciting as a deal I'm going through, but I mean, you know. I mean, you guys aren't getting pardoned and benighted by Sleepy Joe.
Oh, you're not on board with Sleepy Joe, huh?
Nah, he's fine, man. What can I have against him? The guy, you know, pardoned me.
I was going to say, yeah.
This is great. Diane and I over the moon.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, we're looking to settle down and raise a few turkey kids after this, man. This is great for us. But, I mean, come on, let's be frank. These kids will probably end up in the cooking pot themselves, you know. What are the chances they're going to get pardoned, too, you know
right.
what I'm saying? But you got to do what you got to do. You got to
right,
do what
yep,
you got to do.
That's right.
I mean, hell, we're all going to be living in a hellscape with the climate change kicking in high gear, and we'll probably all be roasting to death on our metaverse pods, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
You never know. But anyway, yeah, I got some people to thank here, man.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to thank John Mellencamp. He really got on our bandwagon, really championed for us to not only be presidentially pardoned, but he got us a 2-record deal with some Americana label or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got that coming out, collection of acoustic numbers. George, you'll be happy about that.
Yeah, very happy about that. Yeah.
And a little bit later today, we're meeting with David Letterman, who I don't know who he is. He's some old F.
He's from Indiana.
Is that right? Is that right? Is that the tie in there?
Yep.
Okay, I was wondering. I was like, why are we meeting with this Santa Claus guy? I don't know. You know, that's more of y'all's thing, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
But it's a great deal. It's one of the best deals we've ever had, this us getting pardoned.
Yeah, I guess so. How'd you find out? Did they just...
You know, I got a text about 3 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And said, hey, Sleepy Joe wants to meet with you and your girlfriend, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to make it official. I mean, girlfriend right now, but, you know.
Living together. Right?
Yeah, you know. Yeah, her parents don't approve of that, by the way, but we are living together. But, yeah, and get the text and says, you know, hey, would you guys be available around Thanksgiving time, Friday before Thanksgiving, for a little presidential ceremony? So, I mean, you know, we're on death row. We know what this means.
Sure.
And because, you know, turkeys get killed at Thanksgiving, so we know that this is going to be a pardon deal. And lo and behold, it is. And then ceremony is going to be tomorrow. And you're actually the first media that I have talked to about this.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you for doing this.
Yes, I purposely did it this way because I wanted you guys to be the first because I listen on the app. But, like, here in about an hour, I'm talking to somebody from BuzzFeed, some reporter from BuzzFeed, but I made sure that it was scheduled after yours.
Oh, well, thanks.
I wanted you guys to have first crack.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
The Lord works in mysterious ways, don't he?
Yes,
he does.
I tell you, he goes around in that van solving mystery and working in those mysterious ways, and I love it. I love it. Look, I mean, I know that I haven't led an exemplary life here with Diane. You know, I've done some things I'm not proud of, taken some things that weren't mine, fenced them for drug money. I've entered some facilities on a certain Jan 6, you know, dressed as a shaman, let my voice be heard, stole a laptop or two. But, you know, who hasn't? I mean, we've all been there.
Well, you know.
We've all been there. But I've been given a second chance. I'm going to take advantage of it. One of the first things I want to do is go out and see Bob and Corby at Crush It. You know, it's not too often you get a second chance at life.
That's right.
Yeah.
Speaking of second chance at life, what's with Calshaw, man? That dude's doing more hacking during your segment than Anonymous does all year. What's that?
He's fine. He's fine.
I don't know, man. You say he's fine, but it sounds to me like somebody needs to wet vac that squirbler's lungs.
It's fine. Well, every week, Calshaw just takes shots.
I mean, something's medically pretty sus with that guy.
No, he's fine. He's so good.
Just funny, Tim. I know you probably rushed down to your car to hear me talk about you, but...
No, he doesn't do that.
We all have your lungs in our prayers, man. Hey, you know what? You know, you're a sports station. I hope you don't mind me talking a little sports here.
Yeah, go ahead.
But do you guys really think the Big 12 wants Iowa State to reign supreme?
No, we don't. No, we don't think it was a we don't think it was a conspiracy.
You
though.
Saw that officiating.
There were some bad calls, but
there
no,
was
I don't think.
Weird there.
Are you a Red Raider fan?
There was something weird. Yeah, I got my guns up right now. What are you talking about? I got my guns up. Hold on a second. Diane, get back in the kitchen. Fix me a sandwich.
Goodness.
Whoa.
Sorry about that. She came out of the kitchen for a second.
That's
talk
okay.
To your girlfriend
hey,
like that.
Hey, let me, what? Let me ask you something else. You guys think this Rittenhouse jury is going to
We got to let you go.
Right,
got to
go.
Got to
go.
Got to let you go. Congratulations.
Care, okay, Jack.
Yeah, love my morning music.
Thank you. Tell Diane we said hey. There he goes, the pardoned turkey, Jack.